at the New York State Attorney General's office, and I returned to Nicaragua and spent 5 months crisscrossing the war zones of Nicaragua and taking hundreds of testimonies, and put those testimonies together in a report. And I came back to Washington just as Ronald Reagan was seeking assistance to the Contras and calling them the moral equals of our founding fathers. And my report detailed with these widespread atrocities, rapes, murders, burning of schools and hospitals, It concentrated enough minds in a divided Congress to deny assistance to the Contras. I was attacked by President Reagan as a Sandinista sympathizer, but my report was used by the Nicaraguan government also in its historic case against the United States that condemned at the International Court of Justice American assistance and American aggression against Nicaragua.
So we only have 3 minutes, and you have exposed so much back then and also today. Particular part of the report that has been so important to so many was what happened in 2018. And talk about the co-presidents today.
So, you know, Daniel, the Sandinistas lost the election in 1990. Daniel Ortega then started purging the Sandinista Party, kept running for president. Finally, in 2007, he became president again and began to dismantle all the checks and balances on society. His wife, Rosario Murillo, became co-president. It should be noted that Rosario's daughter, Zoila America Narvaez, accused Daniel Ortega of having raped her repeatedly for many years. Rosario Murillo took her husband's side against her daughter, and at that point began to rise in power to become vice president. And then just 2 weeks ago, a new constitution was adopted in which she is now you have a male president and a female co-president, or male co-president, and all the other powers of the state have become mere organs to be coordinated by the presidency. So the last vestiges of checks and balances have been sacrificed at the altar of this now a family. I mean, Daniel Ortega, the man who fought against a family dynasty, the Somozas, has now created a situation where he and his wife are co-presidents, and they can name their kids as vice presidents.
So we have just 1 minute. What happened in 2018?
So in 2018, there was the protest first against the Social Security reform, and then it became a much wider protest. And the government of Ortega Murillo decided to go at them with everything. And they brought out the police, paramilitaries, and as we have shown in our latest report, the military.
Which they denied
at the time. And our report now, based on insider testimony, shows that the military participated in this repression. And over 350 people were killed. And that was really the beginning of what we see until today, in which progressively all of the voices in the country, unfortunately, have been silenced.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Reid. We will link to your report presented with the others at the UN Human Rights Council again right before that report was presented. Nicaragua pulled out of the Human Rights Council. Veteran war crimes prosecutor Reid Brody. I'll be moderating a panel at South by Southwest Festival in Austin this Saturday at 4 p.m., discussing the premiere of the HBO short documentary Armed Only with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud, a film by Craig Renaud about his brother Brent, who was killed by a Russian sniper while reporting in Ukraine on March 13, 2022. It is executive produced by DCTV's John Alpert. For more information, you can see the South by Southwest website. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Anjali Kamat, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warnoff. To see all information about activities, go to democracynow.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Broadcasting at 88.3 FM, and available on the internet at WRCT.org.
It's coming to pass. My country's coming apart. The whole thing's becoming such a bumbling farce. Was that a pivotal historical moment we just went stumbling past? Well, here we are, dancing in the rumbling dark. So come a little closer, give me something to grasp. Give me your beautiful, crumbling heart. Another disaster, catharsis. Another half-discarded mirage. Another mask slips. I face off with the physical. My head's ringing from the love of the stars. There is too much pretense here, and too much depends on the fragile wages and extortionate rents here. We're working every dread day that is given us, feeling like the person people meet really isn't us. Like we're gonna buckle underneath the trouble. Like any minute now the struggle's gonna finish us. And then we smile at all our friends. It's hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel you aching. None of this was written in stone. There is nothing we're forbidden to know. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. There is so much peace to be found in people's faces. I saw it roaring. I felt it clawing at my clothes like a grieving friend. It said there are no new beginnings until everybody sees that the old ways need to end. But it's hard to accept that we're all one and the same flesh, given the rampant divisions between oppressor and oppressed. But we are, though. More empathy, less greed, more respect. All I've got to say has already been said. I mean, you heard it from yourself when you were lying in your bed and couldn't sleep, thinking, couldn't we be doing this differently? I'm listening to every little whisper in the distance, singing hymns. And I can feel things changing. But it's so hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel your heart racing. None of this was written in stone. The current's fast, but the river moves slow. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station, 'cause I can see your faces. There is so much peace to be found in people's faces. It's not enough to imagine we'll be happy when we've got enough stuff. All this stuff is blocking us. I'm neat with no chaser. I'm all spirit, but I'm sinking. Because these days are not days, but strange symptoms. And this age is our age, but our age is rage sinking to beige. And yes, our children are brave, but their mission is vague. Now, I don't have the answers, but there are still things to say. I stare out at my city on another difficult day, and I scream inwardly, when will this change? I'm beginning to fade, but my sanity's saved, 'cause I can see your faces. My sanity's saved, 'cause I can see your face is hard. We got our heads down and our hackles up, our backs against the wall. I can feel your heart racing. None of this was written in stone. The current's fast, but the river moves slow. And I can feel things changing. Even when I'm weak and I'm breaking, I stand weeping at the train station. Cause I can see your faces. I love people's faces.
Good morning. Here in Pinckney Hall, this is Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host for the next hour or so when Zomba will take over control of the mighty WRCT Air Studio. We open the show with a song by the artist formerly known as Kate Tempest. They recorded this in 2019, and since then, the T has come out of Kate, and they're now known as K-Tempest. The name of the song was People's Faces. You could probably figure that out. The name of the CD was The Book of Traps and Lessons. I wish I could play all of that, but a couple of them. As is usually the case, if there are songs that you cannot play on the radio, they are usually the best ones on the record. Don't know why that happens, but there you have it. For today, what we will be doing here in Pinckney Hall, every week it's something different. What we're doing here is playing songs by female artists in honor of International Women's Day 2025. And if things go as I hope, we will cover a variety of genres. The first set is going to start off with some old stuff, old enough that the recordings I'm going to play might be not the high fidelity that we all have become used to in this wonderful time we're living in. But before we do that, let me give you a couple of PSAs here. Subjects of interest, I hope. Let's see, what can we find here? Ah, here's one. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and the lungs of people around you and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. I guess that's why it's called nicotine. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Okay, what else have we got here? Oh, fire. According to the National Fire Protection Association, cooking, listen up, CMU students, cooking is the second leading cause of residence hall fires. However, cooking is the leading cause of fire-related injuries. Never leave cooking unattended. Stay focused and alert while cooking. Never apply water on a grease fire. It could actually increase and spread the fire. Water is the worst choice of extinguishing agent to use on a grease fire. However, if you want flour, baking soda is an effective agent against grease fires. This message was brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department of CMU. Visit our website to learn more at cmu.edu/EHS. Stay alert. Stay safe. Okay. As I mentioned, we're going to start off some old tunes. We'll start off with one from, I think it's 1933. It's almost 100 years old.
White House Blues. A made-up song. Just by being in prison alone. In the empty valley, black man. In the year 1909, I was a little young hobo in that valley from all up and down the line. I rambled through the state, baby, all up and down the line. I wrestled with the loud black man. With the lines on the mountain high, I pulled the hair black man, hair strain by strain. Snakes and spiders, Lord, began to bite my poor heart. But let me tell you, baby, they crawled away and died. I wrestled with the hounds, black man, hounds the hell of days. I squeezed them so tight until they fade away. I swim the blue sea with the mountains on my back. I mean, I conquered all the lines, and I even tied the panels
Hey, 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 hey. Got the early Monday morning working blues. I put on my ragged, worn out working shoes. Well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made the blues. Well, I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits that I lose and leaving me here with the working girl blues. I'd be a little day working girl blues, and I can't even afford a new pair of shoes while they can live in any old penthouse they choose. And all that I've got is the working girl these working girl blues. I said I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits that I lose and leaving me
too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting off the Harper.
You think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
We'll tell you what was in that last set of songs. We started it off with Mattie Mae Thomas doing Workhouse Blues. That was off a fine record from the Revenant label. If you, I don't know if I mentioned or not, but that was a label that John Fahey founded, and he did most of the writing for the wonderful booklets that accompany the CDs there. That was from, well, the name of the song was Workhouse Blues from, I can't talk this morning, from American Primitive, Volume 2, Pre-War Revenants. A fine CD. After that, we had the Carter Family doing Single Girl, Married Girl. That was the version that you can find on the Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music. There was no A.P. Carter on that. We're only doing women today, so we got a version without A.P. That was Sarah doing the vocals and the auto harp, and Maybelle playing the guitar. After that, we had Hazel Dickens, and I can't tell you who the harmony vocals were done by, doing Working Girl Blues. That was from a rounder release, A Few Old Memories. I forget which CD it was originally on. And then last but certainly not least, we had Jeannie C. Riley doing Harper Valley PTA off of a CD by the same name. Okay. So much for the first set of songs for International Women's Day. Let me tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT. Chop Shop, Confusing Sound for Confusing Times. Saturday night at 5 p.m. is time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. And then we have, oh, I got to listen to this song and make sure I'm pronouncing the song. I got to listen to this show and make sure I'm pronouncing it right. We're going to say it's Wound Liquor. Could be Wound Liquor, but anyhow, Wound Liquor is your key to healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixtures, soothing clinical judgments, mentholated subatomic particles, and stuff like this. Thursdays at 11 on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay. Hey, that's all the reading I'm going to do for now. We're going to have some more music. Or maybe not. I ejected the wrong CD. Hold on just a second. We'll get you queued up here. That's a long sec here. Oh, here we go. Oh, this has not been a good morning.
First light, Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lull you through the night. Across the den by morning, here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia Daddy, he's, he'll find work there. And the mockingbird can't sing like the cry of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I'm not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way. For the working man, just one more empty mill. Hard times and rocking hair, hard times harder still. The crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise no more. And the mockingbird can't sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. A hard life of working with nothing much to show. A long life leaving with no.
Most of the words you just said. lavished on strangers is more than I can explain. Still there's many who turned out their porch lights just so I would think they were not home, and hid in the dark of the windows till I passed and left them alone. Everyone harbors a secret hatred for the prettiest girl in the room. And God help you if you are a phoenix and you dare to rise up from the ash. A thousand eyes will smolder with jealousy while you are just flying.
matter who you love.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me. Me.
I look so proud. I'm moving this
Okay. Let me tell you what was in that second set of music by female artists. We started the set off with the Carolina Chocolate Drops doing Leaving Eden from the album of the same name. I meant to mention this before putting the record on, but I'll mention it now. Eden is an actual town, I think it's in North Carolina, which was dependent upon a large textile mill there for its income of the most of the people living there, and it was shut down in the 70s, and the work there was performed overseas. So that's what the song, that's the background for the song. What else do I want to say about that? Oh, I should mention Layla McCalla was doing the nice cello part on that. And okay, enough of that. Ani DeFranco, 32 flavors. That was off Not a Pretty Girl. And then Candy Kane, in her persona as blues singer, did Who Do You Love off of Any Woman's Blues. Every now and then, we try to sneak in a record with a message. So that was the record with the message for today. You might find messages in some of the other ones, but that's the official message record, Who Do You Love? And then last but not least, Patti Smith doing Gloria off of Horses. So I need to, underwriters. We need to do an underwriter. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in the Lawrenceville neighborhood. For more information, you can go to their website at rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. Okay, we're going to squeeze in one more song as part of the International Women's Day theme here, and then we're going to I think we might have time for two tracks of new music after that, and then it will be Zombo next week. What we're going to do is what I think we're going to do. Sometimes there are last minute switches, but the plan is to play music that was produced, if I may use that word, by Steve Albini. And normally you would not want to play music that a single producer has produced for an hour-long radio show because it'll get kind of boring. But Steve worked in a variety of genres. He was much sought after. I qualified the use of the word producer because he did not like to be called a producer. He preferred to be known as the electrician in the credits. So that's hopefully what we are going to be doing next week. And up next here is Nico Case.
Thank you. this mean world cast its cold eye? Who's left to suffer long about you? Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass?
Some dreams wrapped up in my hair like bubblegum, and I'm starting to feel the cold of a winter I can't outrun. Well, you can do what you like with your time, but I'm not having fun. I hope you find what you need in this life when all is said and done. And I don't need you to understand, but wouldn't it if you did, was something like a lost and found. When the plane touched ground, it felt like coming home, like I've been here before in another world. Could feel it in my bones. There I was thinking to myself, like, how the hell can I do this on my own? But like a lost and found, when the plane touched ground, do you have to build before you get it right? And does your heart ever mend from the pain of the ones that you left behind? Well, if you say that you wanna come with me, you know I wouldn't mind. Before you know, they'll be outside your door telling you you're out of time. And I don't need you to make a plan, but wouldn't it if you did, was something like a lost and found. When the plane touched ground, it felt like coming home, like I've been here before in another world. Could feel it in my bones. There I was thinking to myself, like, how the hell can I do this on my own? But like a lost and found, when the plane touched ground, it felt like ground. It felt like coming home, like I've been here before in another world. Could feel it in my bones. There I was thinking to myself, like, how the hell can I do this on my own? But like a lost and found, when the plane touched ground, it felt like coming, coming home.
I've got a confession to make, honestly, it's simply emotion until I can be near you forever, and then we can fall in love. shout and breathe in the cold air and never, never, never breathe out. I've got a confession to make honestly. It's simply motion until I can be near you forever and then we can fall in love. It's infatuation to see flowers bloom that never existed till you. It's simply motion until I can be with
tell you what was in this last set before I turn you over to Zombo. This song that's currently fading off into the background is Simply Emotion by Sue Gartland. That was off of the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2025 compilation. Before that, we had Laura Lucas doing Lost and Found off of the CD by the same name. And last but not least, we started the set off with Nico Case doing Deep Red Bells off of Blacklisted. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Here is Zombo.
Yeah. There you go. We are crazy by M. Frog. What a nice nugget that is from the 70s. Yes, Zombo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, and it is a crazy show. Yeah, part three of the American Trilogy, three of five. I got two more to go. It's a five-part trilogy, and this is what this daggone country morphed into, what we really excelled at. First show was Cruel and Mean. The second show was Stupid and Dumb, and this one is crazy. And it's not even fun crazy. It's not even like silly crazy. You know, we are like insane in the brain crazy here. And I really you can't, if you make try and make sense of it, it'll drive you crazy. So there. So there you be with that. Zombo right here and you are right there. And what is happening? This man. Gotta muddle our way through all this nonsense. And this weekend, that's right, we turn the clocks. We made it to the final milestone through winter. And it's Saturday night. Clocks go one way, I think, in spring forward. So you lose an hour, but it's a good hour. Damn, losing that hour. Son of a gunny. But needless to say, weather's going to start getting nice. It's spring, muscle through winter. And we just try and get...